Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No. Nick Faribault joins us now. The pride of the University of Pittsburgh, where there is currently a game going on at PPG Paints Arena right down the road. And Nick, it's Pitt Volleyball against Arizona State. Ben Roethlisberger is in attendance. He's a known Pitt Volleyball fan. Why hasn't there been any members of the beat that have gone and watched a game with Ben or observed Ben watching the game, sitting next to him, and taking his thoughts for a potential story?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's actually not a bad story idea.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
the way yours works,
I think that it's a decent idea. I might use it myself.
Yeah, dude, go for it. That sounds like a good story idea. I've been at Pitt volleyball games with, not with Ben, but he has been there, and I have also been there. I'm also a Pitt volleyball fan. Great atmosphere.
I would have to tell Ben that I'm friends and previous co-workers with Ron Cook, and I think that that'll ultimately be the cherry on top for me to be able to secure that interview. Yes. It's no laughing matter, Sean. I think it's very possible that that's the case. All right, Nick. Jalen Warren, he gets a new deal. It ends up being a 3-year deal. They add on $2 million this year. $12 million of it is guaranteed. I like the deal for Warren. I really like Jalen. I think he's somebody that fits best in a platoon type of role. Like, he can have 70% of the snaps, 70% of the carries, but I still think that you need somebody behind him. He's not a bell cow. He's not a workhorse. He's not McHenry. He's not Derrick Henry. He's not McCaffrey, as I combine those two names. One of those guys. What did you ultimately think of the deal, and were you surprised by the deal? Because I know that you're somebody who was banging on the table for this to happen.
Yeah, I'm not super surprised by it. I wrote after the combine that there were rumblings that was going to be a thing, and I'm not shocked it happened. I am in favor of this happening, though. I mean, the deal is cheap. It's less than $6 million per year.
Yeah.
It's $5.8 million per year. That's cheap, you know, for even a change of pace back. So I think, you know, when you look at Jalen Warren, he is the perfect type of player to give this to. You don't really find his skill set very often. You know, elite pass pro. He's elite in the flat when you just get to him in space and you need to make him. If you get in the third and four and you need a check down to break a tackle in space, Jalen Warren has elite contact balance and elite elusiveness in the open field. That's his two best traits. And those are two things that aren't really easy to find in people. So I think having a guy like that on the roster, even if he's not the bell cow, even if Caleb Johnson eventually takes that role over, having a change of pace guy that can do that and having a guy that can be a legitimately good starter if you need him to be,
right,
is really valuable.
Now, Nick, on the flip side, I look at this from a Caleb Johnson perspective, and I go, oh, well, that's fascinating. He drafted me in the third round. I had 21 touchdowns a year ago. What does this necessarily mean for me? I think two things. It clearly speaks to how much the Steelers like Jalen Warren, considering it's the first time they've given a running back an extension since Parker in 06. But I do wonder if they also did this for added security in case Jaylen Warren doesn't hit or in case Caleb Johnson doesn't hit, just because it wasn't an all-too-impressive preseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the thought. I think I'll put this in a different lens. Okay. I think we are in a kind of Detroit Lions-ish area here where you have David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, not the same type of dynamic, but a similar idea. You have one back that's speed. You have one back that's more of a bigger bodied guy. Caleb Johnson is kind of a weird mold because he's a bigger guy that when he hits the open field can be the home run threat.
Yeah.
We've seen Jaylen Warren before be the home run threat, but he's more of the receiving threat. So it's a little bit of a different dynamic, but it's the same idea. 1-2 punch, be physical. Both of those guys are physical and run behind their pads. And that's something that wears down teams throughout a game. I do think when you look at a guy like Caleb Johnson, he's not a great pass protector. He's not a great receiver.
Right.
Warren covers up a lot of what Jaylen's strengths are, right? So Jaylen's strengths cover up a lot of Caleb's weaknesses. I do think that's a positive. Anytime you kind of look at a backfield, can this guy fill in for this guy's voids? And I do think that is something that is a really big positive with this dynamic.
Maybe this isn't fair, but when you said that and the way that they complement each other, it did take me to Najee Harris, Nick, because obviously we thought that was a similar thing with Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren, the thunder and lightning, the yin-yang, if you will, of those two running backs that bring two separate skill sets that complemented each other well. And a lot of people are disappointed with how the Najee Harris era went and how it ended. Should we, and there's been discussions, is Caleb Johnson Najee Harris 2.0? I'm not ready to say that, but I do have some doubts about his overall abilities.
He's a completely different running back
okay. In
a lot of ways. And here's where I'll tell you why. So Naj is very much a gap scheme bruiser. Caleb is not that. And Caleb is more of a zone run finesse, one cut runner. He's far more DeMarco Murray, Arian Foster.
Ooh.
Naj is more of a big body type of guy. And that's just kind of the archetype I'm talking about with Caleb. Is he necessarily going to be an Arian Foster or DeMarco Murray? He is wonderful, but in that same type of vein. Probably the better comparison, if you just want to set like a guy that is kind of like him and is similar, is Tevin Coleman. That's kind of the type of guy I'm talking about. One cut, great zone runner, can hit some big plays because when he gets going in space and when you clear out lanes in wide zone schemes, he's going to have time to get going. And when he hits top speed, he's as fast as DK Metcalf. That is GPS track. So he can fly. It's the initial kind of burst, I think, with him that lacking. And I do think the one other thing with Caleb that irks me a little bit, and the one thing that I think is a little bit worrisome, is that he kind of goes down a little too easily on the edge. When you get him one-on-one with you know, safeties and corners, you want your running backs to break that tackle. And there were multiple times on Iowa film and on the preseason film that happened to him. He's a great fit. He's a great fit for the scheme, but he's not Naj. Naj is a different type of runner. He's a hard-nosed, downhill gap runner that will grind out every single yard. Caleb's a one-cut zone runner, so they're different players. But I think kind of the idea of Naj and Jalen does fit into the idea of what you want Jalen and Caleb to be, which is, okay, we're going to have these two physical backs, and we're going to have these two guys that have different skill sets that feed off one another.
Nick Faribault is on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, Nick, I read something, you know, just about how, is Aaron Rodgers really looking at this game as a revenge game? I mean, I think that we'd be maybe calling ourselves idiots, and maybe that's too strong of a word, to say that that's not at least something on his mind. Do you think, though, that the effects of not playing in the preseason will hurt him? Or will that, or is there an option C? Or do you think that that level of passion, dedication to whoop on the Jets, who basically threw him out to the trash for all 31 other teams to try and pick up, that that'll overcome and ultimately be the deciding factor for this game?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think he had to play in the preseason, and there are benefits to doing it, but having those joint practices and having that one with the Bucs does, I think, give you a different look, and I think that's an important thing to have had. If they didn't have a joint practice, I definitely would have said he's got to play in the preseason.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, I do think there's going to be something in his mind. I don't think he's going to pass it along to the rest of the team. I don't think he's going to get in front of the team and talk about how he was dumped by the Jets and how they called him to New York and then cut him, and he was mad about that because he went on McAfee in April and literally complained about that and how they handled it, said it could have been cold. I don't think he's going to do that. But I think inside he's going to be like, yeah, I want to get back at these guys. Just like I think on the flip side, Justin Fields is going to want to get back at the Steelers. And so I do think if you want to talk about what is going to work for Rodgers, it's going to be – having that chemistry with the guys throughout training camp, throughout the process kind of building there. I don't necessarily think if they do have a slow start, I'll say this. I don't necessarily think playing in the preseason would have prevented a slow start. And I just think the Steelers team is going to be one that has a lot of moving parts offensively. And they just have parts that necessarily don't fit together as well as you think. It might not be a slow start thing. It might be a team building thing and the way they built this team and why I'm kind of like, okay, the offense will be fine. It might be a little better than last year, but yeah. I think it's not going to be a great offense. And I do think it's because some of the pieces together, Rodgers included with his weapons, don't necessarily gel perfectly.
Position group that you're more concerned with, the offensive line or the defensive line with Derek Carmen missing week one?
I say offensive line, and it's really because of Broderick Jones against Will McDonald. That is an absolute mismatch for the Jets. McDonald is an explosive, bendy pass rusher. The exact type of guys that in the past have given Broderick trouble. Big test for Broderick this week, because that's something he has kind of faced a lot in camp when he faced Nick Herbig. They're very similar players, Nick Herbig and Will McDonald. So that'll be a good test for him. But I actually think the D-line is going to be just fine. This is going to be a run-heavy team that they're facing here. They have the horses to do that. Y.A. Black, Daniel Ekwale. They have guys that are going to be able to stand up and run defense. They won't need a ferocious pass rush this week. But they're probably still going to have, I think, a good performance in that regard. But to me, it's the O-line because you have that one really big mismatch on the left side of your offensive line.
A few more minutes with Nick Faribault of Penn Live. All right, Nick, we obviously talked so much about wide receivers. We talked about corners. We talked about some of the biggest position strengths at outside linebacker. What's the one area of this team? What's the one thing in general nobody is talking about that maybe not has the potential to be exposed on Sunday, but we're definitely going to learn a lot more information about?
I'll say the secondary speed. I think that's the big one. We're talking all about name brand and Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey and, you know, even guys like Juan Thornhill have had great seasons before in the NFL. But there really isn't an elite athlete in that unit anymore. Jalen Ramsey has lost a step. Darius Slay is 34. Joey Porter Jr. is a good athlete, not a great athlete. Juan Thornhill is an average to slightly above average athlete. Deshaun Elliott's one weakness has been athleticism and speed. There can be – the one way I think this secondary could be a little bit exploited is if teams use speed to try and get them. And that's talk about pick plays, running them in man-to-man on crossers, things like that that I think could be exposed a little bit in that secondary. But the real thing in the secondary that could be exposed anytime, maybe not this Sunday, but if Quan Thornhill ever gets hurt, they are in a world of hurt. There is not a backup free safety on this football team. Chuck Clark is, I guess, the backup post safety, but he did not look good at post safety in the preseason or in training camp. He looked great in the box. He's a very good box safety. But if they ever have to play Deshaun Elliott and Chuck Clark in nickel packages and make Chuck Clark the post safety, I think things could get scary.
Better matchup, DK Metcalf against Sauce Gardner or the Steelers running game? No, actually, we'll do this. DK Metcalf against Sauce Gardner, or would you say Jalen Ramsey against Garrett Wilson? What team is favored in that?
Well, I'm looking more forward to watching the film of Garrett Wilson against Jalen Ramsey. But I would say, you know, the type of players that Sauce typically struggles with have been bigger bodied speed guys. So DK probably has a little bit of an advantage there. But I do think Garrett Wilson is so silky smooth, such an elite route runner. He's like Teflon. He's probably going to end up getting his anyways. Doesn't really matter who the quarterback is. He's like a high floor, 1,000 yards guaranteed every single year. So he'll probably get his regardless. I kind of favor Wilson more in that matchup too.
Do you think that this Cam Hayward thing is situated already? Is it figured out? TJ Watt, again, they can't stop talking, it seems like, Nick. And look, you want to support your guys, fine. They haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. I kind of have a problem when that's the case. Sure, Hayward's the only guy. It was like when we were in high school ago. Like, do you have a problem with that? And do you think that the deal will ultimately get done?
I mean, listen, TJ was asked about Cam. I understand him sticking up for his guy. So I understand that. I do think that, you know, Cam has been practicing for the last 2 weeks and has been getting himself into game shape. And I think pretty clearly plans to play on Sunday. I would be pretty surprised if he's not out there on Wednesday. I think if he wasn't planning to play Sunday, he probably would have started today and would have sat out today. He did not sit out today. So I think that situation is at least moving towards him playing. Is it completely done? I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, the Steelers have not had a ton of talks with him, but this is not a particularly tough issue. If you're going to fix it, you're going to take his 2026 bonus, part of it, and turn it into salary in 2025. I mean, it's a very easy solution. So could they do this in 3 days and up his salary on Thursday? Completely possible. But they have not done a lot there to move in the right direction. So we'll see. Now that Warren's done, clearly that was something I think they were working on. Is it possible that Cam gets his raise? Sure. Am I necessarily expecting it at this point, given what actions have been? No.
I like the Y.A. Black pick a lot, especially from what we saw from him, especially in the last preseason game. If called upon, can Y.A. Black fill? Well, he's going to be called upon in the first game with Harmon out. Can he fill that void, though? Are we going to see some of those rookie mistakes? Is he ready as a fifth-round pick?
Man, I'll tell you what. When he was coming out of Iowa and I watched the Iowa film and I saw the Senior Bowl, I thought this pick was pretty meh. I didn't see a lot, but he has fixed a lot of his issues this summer. The pad level thing was a big one. Now he's playing with great pad level. And he's using his length and his power, and he's just collapsing pockets. He's not a total zero as a pass rusher. Like, that's the huge thing for him, is that he was always...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.